This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. One person was killed and three people were injured when a gunman opened fire at a synagogue outside of San Diego, California, Saturday. San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore says the man, identified as 19-year-old John Ernest, opened fire with an assault rifle as the congregants were celebrating the last day of Passover. Ernest was later taken into custody by San Diego police when he surrendered. Steve Voss is the mayor of Poway, where the shooting occurred.
I want you to know, this is not Poway. The Poway I know comes together as we did just a few weeks ago in an interfaith event. We always walk with our arms around each other, and we will walk through this tragedy with our arms around each other.
Saturday's shooting came 6 months after nearly a dozen people were shot and killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue. Robert Bowers is accused of gunning down a total of 18 worshipers, killing 11 of them at the Tree of Life Synagogue on October 27th of 2018. Sri Lankan troops raided what they suspected to be a safe house linked to the Easter Sunday bombings that killed hundreds. They said 15 people, six of them children, were killed in a shootout. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The military said Saturday 15 people were killed, six of them children. Security forces believe the militants were part of a group blamed for the Easter Sunday bomb attacks on three churches and four hotels that killed hundreds of people. Security forces heading for the suspected safe house say they were repulsed by explosions and gunfire, and they retaliated. They say they found a large cache of explosives there. Authorities are warning of more attacks on religious centres, and the United States and Britain have warned their citizens against travel to Sri Lanka.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Heavy rains lashed northern Mozambique in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth as aid groups warned of possible flooding and mudslides in the days ahead. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The government announced that several people were killed throughout the area, whilst nearly 3,500 homes in parts of northernmost Cabo Delgado province were partially or fully destroyed, with electricity cut and at least one key bridge collapsed. Cyclone Kenneth arrived just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai ripped into central Mozambique and killed more than 600 people. UN Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lerke says the timing of Cyclone Kenneth puts aid efforts under a lot of strain.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported Saturday the Revolutionary Guard had made a surveillance flight over a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command says the Eisenhower has not been in the Persian Gulf since 2016. Ben Thomas, Washington.
French police fired tear gas to push back protesters who tried to march towards the European Parliament building in the eastern city of Strasbourg on Saturday. It was the 24th consecutive weekend of protests against President Emmanuel Macron's policies. Around 2,000 protesters gathered near the seat of the European Union institutions in Strasbourg, where organizers had planned to make the protest international by symbolically marching to the Parliament building a month ahead of EU-wide parliamentary elections. The so-called Yellow Vest protesters were back on the streets across France 2 days after Macron outlined policy proposals, including tax cuts worth about 5 billion euros in response to the protests. The protests began in November over fuel tax increases, but have morphed into a sometimes violent revolt against politicians and a government that protesters see as out of touch. And Spaniards go to the polls in nationwide elections Sunday with no party able to claim a clear majority. The race pits the incumbent Socialist Party against four other main parties. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.